This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We are live in Grand Haven at the Lemon Creek Winery Tasting Room, but it's a beautiful day to get out in your backyard and fire up the grill. We're just going to be a little bit north of 70 today. Should be able to stand out there and grill for the family all afternoon and evening. Have a nice glass of Lemon Creek wine in your hand or maybe another beverage that you enjoy, but it's a great day to be a barbecuer in Michigan. We're live from Ann Arbor, all the way up to Traverse City, and we make a little stop in the middle of that in a little town called Lansing. And joining us right now is our favorite sportscaster extraordinaire, Mad Dog. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, gentlemen. I tell you right now, thanks for the invite. I would like to join you guys up in Grand Haven. That's nice. That must be a really, really excellent winery.
It is, Mad Dog. And how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob. I'm doing well. Just getting fired up here. This coming week, high school football kicks off, and a lot of teams on your side of the state are going to be fired up. A lot of high schools in the Traverse City area, and, of course, here in the greater Lansing and Michigan area, they're all getting cranked up for Thursday and Friday. And then, of course, college football starts in about 2 weeks, week and a half, and Michigan will be on the road in Arlington in a neutral site against Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide, the national champ. And then Michigan State will host the Boise State Cyclones without Kellen Moore, and Andrew Maxwell will make his debut as the starting quarterback for Michigan State University. And Sports Illustrated has Michigan State at number 8, and I think they have Michigan at number 13. Those are preseason rankings. They mean absolutely zero, guys. So, you know, we're looking forward to a great season in high school, great season in college football, and then you roll it over into Major League Baseball. And the race in the AL Central even tightened up a little bit more yesterday when last night Prince Fielder went deep twice, and Miggy Cabrera hit a bomb too, and they took the Baltimore Orioles out 5-3. They're in second place in the East. They're vying for a wild card position. And, of course, Detroit's trying to overcome being a one-and-a-half deficit now of the Chicago White Sox as they gained ground on the White Sox last night as they got beat by Kansas City. So it's one-and-a-half games. Detroit's out. They'll play today. And, you know, things are really cranking up in the sports world.
Well, what are your thoughts of the Lions now?
Well, I mean, I'm not a big – People in sports talk radio, and people, you know, they get all jacked up in electric on a preseason football. I think the season's too long. 4 games should get cut to 2. But, you know, after watching, you know, a majority of that game last night, the Lions have holes like any other team. I say this in a lot of sports. Preseason isn't a good gauge because what they're doing is they're weeding guys out. They're putting guys in there that, you know, are trying to make the team. But I like the Lions to be a strong team. If they can keep guys, you know, out of jail, I think that they'll be a better team. And, you know, when they have, you know, 3 components to that team, you know, if you can get Ndamukong Suh to be a little bit more disciplined, and I know people might gouge me for saying that, but, I mean, I've heard Tom Lawan make the same kind of accusations. I think Ndamukong Suh to be like Warren Sapp, almost unblockable if he really – really plays his style of football. And, you know, Matthew Stafford's a great leader now, and people know he can throw the football. So, I mean, they're coming from an outstanding season for the Lions. And, you know, I think the Lions are going to buy to make the playoffs again. I mean, I'm going to just go in that direction.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and especially in terms of overrating any preseason game. You know, it's practice, it's warm up. You got a bunch of backbenchers playing half the time. It's just not the team. You know,
there. Well, it's a way to gauge players, like you said, but it's an advertising driven thing. It's a thing to get to the gate, and you know, it's just the way it is. I mean, I watched Hard Knocks the other night with the Miami Dolphins, and you know, not only see the pleasure of Chad Johnson getting caught, you know, it's a go-through-the-motion thing, and that's the way it should be. But I think, you know, if you're looking and you're going to get serious about concussions in the National Football League, why have 4 of these games? Have 2 of these games and have controlled
scrimmages between teams at, you know, at nice sites where fans can go to. But
all right, dude, we got
Goodell's decision.
We got to say goodbye. We've got a beautiful lady here waiting to take the microphone, and she's going to trump you. So we're going to see you at the Boise State game, and we're going to be smoking up the parking lot, and we're going to be hanging out with the Mad Dog.
All right, listen, guys, keep up the great work, because you know what? You guys have helped me in the barbecue area. You guys do a great job, and you know what? We will get together. We'll have Job there this time, and we'll have a good time. So you guys have a wonderful day, and I look forward to seeing you and to all your audience.
Okay, thanks so much. That's Mad Dog DeMarco from the Lansing WVFN 730, The Game, and he's just a fun guy. But right now, we're going to talk with a fun girl, and her name is Marcy Cisneros, and she's the executive director of the Grand Haven Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Wow, that's a title.
Yes, good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
You know, I appreciate you coming out this early in the morning. And, you know, Grand Haven is a destination for many summer travelers. Tell us a little bit about what's going on as the summer winds down here. You've probably had a great summer, and there's still some good things yet to come, isn't there?
That's right. We've had an amazing summer, and the beaches have been very, very busy, downtown very busy. In fact, today, sidewalk sales, so we've got lots of folks in town. We're really excited about that. As an organization, though, with the Convention and Visitor Bureau, Visitors Bureau, we only do one fundraiser a year, and it's the Salmon Festival. So in our office, we're not only busy helping guests, but we're busy planning for our upcoming event in September.
And what's the date on that?
It's Friday through Sunday, so Friday, September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
Okay, fantastic. And what's that all about? Just a fishing contest? Do you have to be like a charter captain to get into that, or can just anybody bring their boat and get in the game?
Right. Well, it's really multifaceted. So it's food, it's wine, it's fun activities for the kids. We do have a fishing contest, and we have a new event this year, too, which is geocaching, and that's something we've added to our Sunday.
What is that?
Geocaching, yeah. Well, it's kind of hard to explain, but basically it's like a treasure hunt.
With a GPS.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's huge.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that's, I guess I got to crawl out from under the rock because I never heard of it before.
It's a lot of fun, and we've added it to festivals, so it's a specific event for a festival. So we just encourage you and everyone to check it out and look that up and participate. Sunday is relatively kind of the wind-down day for festival, but for Friday, it's a traditional fish boil. The Sons of the American Legion put that on. It's a lot of fun. We really do engage a lot of the community. Everyone comes out, live music, salmon, potatoes, onions. It's just really good stuff.
And the date on that again?
For the fish boil is Friday, September 21st. And really the big event, you know, we talked about the contest, the art fair, there's a kids zone. But wine, Michigan wine, micro brews, and gourmet salmon tastings.
Now we're trying to be good. You know, and only in Michigan do we call it a fish boil. Down south, it's a boil. So yeah. Those are wonderful.
Well, thanks, Marcy, so thanks for joining us. We'll maybe if you can stick around, we'll have you on a little bit later in the show. But coming up next, we're going to be talking to our friends at Tri-City Brewing, Kevin Peel. And then our old buddy Danny Skiff is going to talk about smoking some shrimp. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.